The court ruled 5-2 that Progress Ohio and two Democratic state lawmakers have no personal stake in the law that created Jobs Ohio, so they can't challenge it. Progress Ohio and Michael Skindle and Dennis Murray, who were state representatives at the time, had argued that they did have the right to sue for several reasons, one of them being taxpayer standing. Jonathan Adler is a professor at Case Western Reserve University School of Law, and he says the court's decision is the right one.
If you have broad taxpayer standing or even broader public rights standing, as has been argued by the plaintiffs here, you basically allow for every political dispute to become a judicial dispute. And that's corrosive both to our political system and to the judicial process.
The question of legal standing has come up in several cases, including one before the Ohio Supreme Court that was waiting on this ruling in the Jobs Ohio case. It's a lawsuit over Governor John Kasich's decision to allow video slot machines at horse racing tracks. It was filed by the conservative Ohio Roundtable. David Zanotti is the president.
We have a great amount of sympathy for the folks at Progress Ohio because standing is a very serious question. And we respect the questions that Progress Ohio is bringing to the table. And those questions really have to do with accountability in government and what happens when one branch exceeds their constitutional authority.
But in the majority opinion, the justices said their decision does not mean no one has standing, that there are several people and groups that were identified in the case which could potentially bring a claim against the Jobs Ohio law. And the justices write that the courthouse doors are open to them. But Zanotti is concerned about how they might determine what defines an injured party in a given challenge to a state law, policy, or constitutional issue.
So that the question of standing becomes you've got to be uniquely harmed or concretely harmed. They add all these adverbs to the nature of harm and say that the courts exist to permit standing only to people that have unique, concrete, specific, verifiable, whatever terms in regards to standing.
But Adler says the Jobs Ohio standing decision may not have that long a reach.
There's no one who had standing before this decision that's going to lose it as a result. But on the other hand, if various individuals or groups would have had trouble establishing standing before this decision, the decision's not going to help them either.
Justices Paul Pfeiffer and William O'Neill broke with the majority, which isn't much of a surprise to many court watchers, given their pointed questions during the arguments in the case in November. Pfeiffer's dissent included some strong words for his colleagues in the majority. He noted that this is the third time the Ohio Supreme Court has been asked about the constitutionality of Jobs Ohio. Though the majority writes that Pfeiffer is incorrect, he says this decision ensures that the justices won't ever answer that question. He also writes, quoting here, "Ohioans will never know whether their government is violating the Constitution. Apparently, they do not deserve to know." O'Neill, the only Democrat on the court, writes that hundreds of millions of dollars are being funneled into what he calls a dark hole. And, quoting O'Neill here, it is simply shameful that the court refused to do its job. Karen Kassler, The Ohio Public Radio, State House News Bureau.